Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics on Monday, December 1st, 2025, aka the highest that the silver price has ever been in the history of planet Earth. So I'm hoping that people are out there smiling today, and let us get our pricing pulled up. As here we see on investing.com, silver futures at 48.48, let's call it spot price. Look at that. Spot price down at $58. And as we will talk about, quite a shift in that London, New York silver spread. And what can you say? Another truly historic day, especially after what we saw last Friday, where the silver price was up more than $3, close to $3.50. And apparently it was still hungry for more. And as we will dig into in just a couple moments, we have new concerns of global supply shortages. Now, I don't know where you could have found out about something like that before Bloomberg announced their story or put this story out today. Silver extends record-breaking rally on tight global supplies. So maybe not. Maybe I should not have used the word shortage yet, although I don't know if that's entirely inappropriate either. But either case, a few quick notes on the price here. First of all, ever since that COMEX shutdown last Friday, Thursday night into Friday, it seems like the investing.com price feed been a little quirky. So we got 58.48 here. And let's see what we have on the CMA, which had been for a couple times here. It's about a dime higher, was 80 cents higher at points on Friday. So just in general, I would, if you're about to place a trade or do any sort of level analysis, just might be a good time to check your price feeds, make sure they're all getting you the same answer. Here is the Silver COMEX futures on CNBC. They have 58.55, so they've been in line with the CME. This was pretty stunning. High of the day, high of all time. Maybe the Atlanteans had a higher silver price. Who knows? But 59.43, which is just stunning. So we were 57, 6.5 cents away from $60 silver. I mean, it's just stunning where it's like, especially when you had that surge up in 2011 and you got very close to the $50 level, and then another 14 years, 14 and a half years waiting, thinking that it was going to have to happen again. And then to finally get there, it's one of those things where, sometimes you have an event that you wait a long time for and then it comes and you're like, oh, that was it. Hopefully you're excited. I mean, I've been feeling like I'm watching history unfold here, certainly silver history. And of course, who knows what will happen next, but got up to a high of 59.43. Here we see gold. Gold did all right, came back to flat on the day. So silver was by far outperforming, but gold now up currently 18, almost $19 to 42.73. And again, I know I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. The bulk of this rally, especially the last last $10 or so, has happened while the dollar index has actually been rising, which you could say like means the silver price is overaccounted if the dollar has been rising to get to the point that it has. And especially given that not only has the Trump administration talked ad nauseum about how they want a lower dollar, they need a lower dollar, but you can see based on what they're doing and based on the things that are happening in the geopolitics that they pretty much need a lower dollar to balance out these trade flows, or else just continue to hope to import everything. So we're seeing this, the 58 did break 59 at one point today. So finally burst through 58, 59. But we're seeing this all while the dollar is rising, all before there's really been a crisis, all before there's been any resolution to the global sovereign debt bubble. All before another round of inflation has even arrived. And here will be a sign to keep your eyes out for, because right now, we and most of the time, we have this environment where inflation is higher than expected or was previously. You know, typically that would be when you would think people would say, oh, wow, there's this inflation thing going on. Let me go get myself some silver. Yet, because if it's higher than expected means the Fed is less likely to cut, you have that inverse relationship. I would think over a long enough time period, I would guess sooner than later, we'll see, unfortunately, something similar or even more extreme than what we had in 2020 and into 2021. And I wonder if we get to some point where you see that pattern break, where as inflation starts skyrocketing, you know, it becomes less about, well, what is the Fed going to do? How much are they, especially once you get to the point where there has been a more overt dysfunction in the Treasury market, necessitating them to continue to have to add liquidity. Will be interesting if at some point, as inflation and gold surge, you really, we haven't seen a run out of the money yet. And on the silver side here, if you want the real shocker, this is happening while the largest customer, U.S. retail, is still in a historical selling spree. So $59 silver today, and then you have the possibility one day that get bigger rush into physical dollar index that would seemingly be a pretty high probability to be coming down at some point, and probably won't have to wait all too long for that. So just overall, truly historic things that are happening. Now, in terms of that London-New York silver spread, where here you can see it's about 48, 50 cents, the futures are over. So it's finally out of backwardation. And just to show you, I mean, that spread moves, it doesn't move a little bit. The move $3 into backwardation last month, or now 2 months ago, that happened incredibly quickly, and I think was evidence that something broke, as evidenced by the fact that you did have a London silver shortage, and we saw the metal flow back over. Here is from November 25th, which I believe is last Tuesday, so 6 days ago, you had the futures at 51, so still in backwardation by 33, 34 cents, whereas now, see here, this is the futures, that spot, and spot price was over, and you go back and look at today's pricing, and you see that that is the opposite of that. And fascinating, I guess the thank you price action for the perfect lead-in. Well, why is this happening? Well, silver extends record-breaking rally on tight global supplies. So let us dig in here, because you had the shortage of silver in London, which was a problem, and then a record amount of silver flowed into London in October to ease a squeeze. But this has put other centers under pressure. Now, I'm going to try and behave myself, but we did talk about this last month, so how this was going to be a problem. I could pull up the Substack article if you'd like to see it. I mean, it's... We also addressed the question, which, for those who have not heard, I attended the Silver Institute dinner in New York a couple weeks ago. Philip Newman of Metals Focus was there and did a presentation, and then there was a Q&A session, and I said, you know, does this seem like something that has been fixed, you know, and resolved over a longer term, or more like a temporary Band-Aid? And I mean, pretty much the answer was, well, we'll see. But there was no one there that seemed to feel like, oh, yeah, this is definitely resolved. I feel like the market priced it in as if it was resolved a couple of times. And maybe the media assumed that it was resolved. Although we still have the free float in London below the daily turnover. We have a big drawdown in China, as you see here. Inventories and warehouses linked to the Shanghai Futures Exchange recently hit the lowest in nearly a decade. And I won't pull that chart back up today. But look, there you can see the gold to silver ratio dropping. We're down into the mid-70s now. So for all of you gold to silver ratio fans, there you go. You're finally... Everyone who swapped out right back there is... Give yourselves an extra pat on the back. Shortages in the global market as a result of the recent squeeze in London are still being felt. So, guess they weren't resolved. And with gold taking a breather, it appears investors have turned their attention to silver. Yeah, I mean, now with that said, my guess is that if silver goes down $3 and gold rallies $200, you could insert the inverse of that sentence in next week's article. But as you have probably heard and are just about tired of hearing ever again, that now, well, the Fed is going to cut rates in December after all. So that's putting some more liquidity back in the markets. I'll make a note here. I won't do it now, but later this week we can look at the ETF inflows, how they've looked recently. And I would imagine they would be going up because traditionally when the market gets hot, that's when people start piling in. And we'll get a look at that later this week. A great reason to hit the subscribe button as well as the notification bell, if I just may add that for a moment. So that way you can, you get a little reminder like, hey, it's time to look at the ETF inflows. I'll even put that in the title so you'll know when it happens. But yes, we had, was it last week or the week before, where the metals were getting hammered and the probabilities, some Fed governor said like, yeah, well, maybe we might not cut next month. And everyone panicked as, I mean, it's the Lucy with the football trick. So then a week later, it turns out they are going to cut. And also, now that we're in December, remember, this is the month, at least read somewhere recently, they're expecting Trump to name his nominee for the next Fed chairman, who will guarantee that interest rates get cut. So don't you worry about that one. I mean, there's enough things going on in the world here. So release of economic data, Trump is picking his next Fed chair. Yeah, there we go. Candidate the markets expect, that's a good expectation, that he will cut rates. And for you options fans, I mean, this isn't a big surprise, but you had the call skews spike out. Now, my background was as an option market maker, and most stocks, traditionally the put, the equivalent out of the money put trades higher than the equivalent out of the money call. Now, you could say, is there, why is that? They should be equal. Well, there's a lot of things that should be, but typically humans panic when the price is falling. And, you know, things often are a little more orderly on the upside. Well, I guess in the last 20 years, that has not been the case quite as much yet. Silver has the gold too, but silver, the skew is quite quirky in general. And especially whenever you have a day when silver bugs are excited, if let me put it like this, when silver has gone up enough that even the silver investors start to get cocky, then I mean, the not only just the volatility level, but the skew to the calls on anything silver related, it's, if you're an option trader, worth taking a look at sometime, because it's quite unique. And just another one of the things that I think makes silver as fascinating as it is. So anyway, there is what Bloomberg has today. I did a recap of this on our Substack, and there we talk about the metal coming out. In case anyone wants to see the things when I said and mentioned that we did talk about this last week. Oh, perfect. Here's the chart of the Chinese silver supply. Well, it may be a little hard to see. This has dropped, I think it's down to 1,200. This chart has, this was from October 31st. I believe it's even a little bit lower, but certainly it's been coming down for a couple of years. But then this last plummet down there in terms of those inventories here is, get the date on that, but this is Bai Jiajun in China mentioning vaults at the Shanghai Futures Exchange hit a new low again today. So anyway, recap of that is up on the Arcadia Gold and Silver Daily Substack in case you'd like to read more about that. And one last final note, I mentioned that we had just released our first music documentary over at our Arcadia Music Substack at cleverly named arcadiamusic.substack.com. And that one is posted now. So mentioned that a couple times last week and finally published that on Friday. So If you're ready to celebrate, not if you're ready to celebrate, go celebrate in some fashion tonight. Whether it's 58-40, we'll take one. Let's one other look here. See if somebody gives us a better answer. Come on. Wow, 56 cents away from $60 silverware today. So a little bit lower. And I might add in general, just be prepared that there is going to be another sell-off at some point. So that is going to come. There is going to be a day when you're going to wake up. Silver, you know, will be down somewhere between $1 and $3, and everybody will be freaking out. And then, you know, I'll come back on here and say, all right, let's look at the $6 sell-off back in April, or the thing it went from, didn't go from 54 down to 48 twice before this last leg? I believe so. Guess we got time. Yeah, is anyone in a rush? Should we stop now, or should we check and see if I am remembering that correctly? 1 month, 3 months. Okay, yeah, so there you go. Get up to the 53, 54 range and did that twice, let alone what we saw happen. This was a big one. This, I think this first one up here finally eclipsed, because that I remember, I think silver was like 35, 49 right before the reciprocal announcement, which, and that one definitely seems sketchy because it, by the time they announced it, I mean, it was kind of known it was coming, and silver went from over 35 bucks to, I think it was down to like 28.60 or somewhere around there. It was a big move. This is a big move. Just realize that we are going to see big moves in the other direction. And don't worry about that today. Just think about everything that got you to this point. And I certainly appreciate you being here watching. And but I mean, it's really, hopefully everyone's made a lot of money and the investments have done well. Yet I've just been spending a lot of time thinking about the journey to get here and appreciating that. So I hope you are too, and go out, have a great night, and we'll check back in tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe we'll have $60 silver this week. So welcome to December, and we will see you again soon.